Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from John. Although he had performed so many signs in their presence, they did not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah, "Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" And so they could not believe, because Isaiah also said, "He has blinded their hearts, their eyes, and hardened their heart, so that they might not look with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said this because he saw his glory and spoke about him. Nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved human glory more than the glory that comes from God. Hello, my name is Robin. I go to Calvary Episcopal Church downtown, and I participate in the Episcopal Lutheran Campus Ministry, ELCM for short. Some of you might have heard of it. Some of you might have supplied dinner, and if you did, thank you very much. It was delicious. One thing to know about me is that I am notorious for my imagination. I'm a big reader and a writer, and I like to engage with stories and characters. I like to imagine what it would be like to be in the stories themselves. And the Bible is no different. It might actually be my favorite exercise in literary imagination. When I read the Bible, I try to imagine especially the way that these people might have felt, because that is a detail that sometimes you just don't find in there. And in this reading from John, my imagination kept getting caught on frustration, on the frustration of it all. Because can you imagine teaching a group something that is deeply important to you and to them, spending the time and effort to cite your sources, include multiple illustrations of your point, which is a point that you know to be real and necessary? And can you imagine making yourself vulnerable to them in that way, to a crowd of people, and being met with disbelief? And not just skepticism about it, but total denial. And then, get this, you did all that, you revealed your hand, but you already knew that people wouldn't believe you. To have the odds foretold against your favor before you were even born, that nobody would believe you, but that if they did, it would not change their behavior. Can you imagine how frustrating that would be? But maybe you don't have to imagine it. Maybe it isn't so difficult to imagine that there are truths that are worth the effort and the frustration. Maybe you've been there before. I know people who choose those odds every day. And we see that Jesus enjoys being an against all odds kind of guy. Because can you imagine what it did to the people who did believe him but pretended not to? The ones who wouldn't say a word in front of the group with a reputation to preserve or whatever it might have been. To the ones who open themselves to the possibility, can you imagine the way that that changed them? Perhaps we're called to love God through it all, through the frustration, because of it, wherever we find ourselves in this text. Because even with those odds, people heard and believed Jesus' words. God's love was worth it to him and to them. And maybe you don't have to imagine what that feels like.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.